Hello, folks, and welcome to the Metallica Report. I'm Stefan Shirazi, editor of the band So What magazine.
And I'm Renee Richardson, director of philanthropy for Metallica's foundation, All Within My Hands. This is your official weekly Metallica podcast, the only inside source, bringing you all the news from the band's HQ and studios deep in the heart of Northern California. All right, we're having fun with these Spotify polls again this week. So given Metallica's recent performance honoring Elton John and Bernie Taupin, which we will get into in a minute, but since Metallica covered Elton and Bernie's music, we wanted to know what those two would do with a Metallica song. And the results are in. 33% of you want to hear Elton John and Bernie Taupin do One, which was neither Steph's pick nor my pick. Steph, yours, The Thing That Should Not Be, did come in second. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think what the choices show, both One and The Thing That Should Not Be, is that our listeners have a really good sense of collaboration and dynamics, because both those songs have so many places that talent like Elton and Bernie would really enjoy getting into and reworking. And look, just a reminder, folks, it is a poll that's created, but it doesn't mean it's happening. It's your imagination and our wishes all rolling together to create a scenario. But so don't go looking for these collaborations. They don't exist, but we kind of hope they did, right? Or wish they did, right?
Yeah, they wish we did. And it's fun to play with. And it's right there. There's still time to weigh in. Full disclosure, if you're wondering what I voted for, it was Fuel. I would like to hear them do Fuel. That's just me. But seriously, it was really cool that Metallica were invited to perform in tribute to Elton and Bernie, as they were named this year's Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. An amazing honor. And this incredible all-star tribute happened in Washington, D.C. on March 20th. A lot of us have seen snippets of it out there in the digital world, but the actual show will premiere nationwide on PBS stations on April 8th, starting at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Personally, I can't wait to watch the Gershwin Awards. I try to watch this broadcast every year, and now with Elton and Metallica in the same room together for this event, it is impossible not to look back and remember when the guys were on Howard Stern, and Sir Elton himself called in to say a few words specifically about the songwriting of Nothing Else Matters. Let's go back in time for a minute.
That idea came from Andrew Watt, who produced the track and played guitar on it. And he said, I want you to start the song and finish the song, because I don't want it to start with a guitar, because that's how the original record started. And listen, this is one of the best songs ever written to me. I mean, it's just, it's a song that never gets old. And playing on this track, I just couldn't wait, because the chord structure, the melodies, the time changes, it's got drama written all over it. And I just thought it was a great idea to start with piano. I have to say, it was a no-brainer playing on this song. It's Metallica are probably the creme de la creme of those kind of bands. You can't really define them. Not a heavy metal band. They're a musical band. Their songs aren't just heavy metal. They're beautiful songs. And this is such a melodic song. It's fucking great, actually.
It really is fucking great. And I love the collaboration between you and Miley, and this the way you interpreted it through piano. Is that a difficult thing to do?
I think because the song is so melodic, you know, it's a very beautiful song. If you just take all the guitars and everything, just sing the song a cappella, it's a bit like Greensleeves. It's a beautiful melody. So, you know, when you've got a beautiful melody to play to with all the rest going on, it's a juxtaposition of musical instruments. And so I found it really easy. It's a kind of classical song. It's like a classical piece of music.
Amazing, eh? You know, from the man who, along with Bernie, of course, is behind stone cold legends like Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Your Song, Rocket Man, and the belting Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. That was special stuff. By the way, the clip is all over YouTube, and James's reaction confirms everything that we've just been saying. I mean, it was such a heavy moment. So let's get back to the Gershwin Awards. The guys performed Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding at the show. Believe me, a lot of work was going into nailing it at HQ the week before the event. We wanted to hear what Rob and Kirk had to say about Elton during those rehearsals, when the anticipation was certainly building in our entire camp. But I want to bring us to the Blacklist album just again. And let's not forget, Elton was actually part of that Miley Cyrus version of Nothing Else Matters, which kind of backs up why he loves the song so much and why he talked about it in that Stern clip so glowingly, right?
Mm-hmm.
He added his magic to the song. It also happened to feature a certain Mr. Trujillo playing bass. So pretty obvious place to start this conversation was, you know, we just wanted to ask how that all came about.
As far as Elton with Miley, yeah, Andrew Watt and I had put together a really cool version of Nothing Else Matters. Obviously, that was for the Blacklist project. And I don't know, there was something about it that was just so special. And having Elton on board just took it to another level. I mean, when you hear his piano playing and the voice in that and that ingredient that it adds, it just somehow escalates anything and everything and takes it to a new level. So that in itself, you know, was for me personally, was a dream come true. You know, it wasn't too difficult to bring him on board because he is a fan of Metallica. I mean, and he's also good friends with Kirk.
It's another of these degrees of separation with Kirk, right? It's incredible. This guy, he'll speak about Pete Townsend walking up and saying hi one day, and then you just saying friends with Elton.
It's insane. I originally met Elton through Kirk. It was in New York, Madison Square Garden. And then I know that Elton was hanging out with Kirk in Hawaii a few years back. So
as you do.
How does he know all these people? You know, I mean, it's like he's on the level with these people. Yeah. And so he could be hanging with Elton or, you know, Pete Townsend or, you know, Jimmy Page or whatever. But at the same time, he'd be hanging out with the local surfer hood rat over there in Honolulu, you know, over at Diamond Head. You
so
know?
Great.
And he's just, that's what I love about him, you know.
Man, you two, you've become quite the team, I have to tell you, quite the duo. Now it's time for Kirk to give you all a little tale about him and Elton.
I will tell you a really funny story that I just remembered last week about Elton. When people, friends and family come to Hawaii, it's Hawaiian tradition to bring a lei and greet them with a lei, you know, greet them with aloha. And so that's what people do. So every time Elton John would come, I'd bring him a gift, you know. First few times I brought him aloha shirts, you know, Hawaiian shirts. But the one time I brought him a lei, and as I got him a purple lei. And so I see him, and I go, Elton, I brought you a lei. And so tradition is give him a lei. And I did that, and Elton was, you know, very happy about me giving him the lei. But my friend said, go on. And the next step is you have to kiss him, you know, give him two pecks. And so I was like, oh, I forgot. And so, okay, Elton, give him a kiss on the left cheek and a kiss on the right cheek. And it was just like a really, really funny thing, you know, because he had to go out and play the show. And so, like, literally, like, 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, he comes out on stage and he still has the lei on. And it was so great. It was so great. And then he dedicated a song to me. I couldn't believe it. Don't Let the Sun Go Down. I was so happy. I was crying. I was like literally crying in the audience.
Kirk kills me. Again, do yourself a favor. Tune into your local PBS station in just a few days' time, April 8th, 8 p.m. Eastern. And you're going to see the performance of not just Metallica, but also Joni Mitchell, Garth Brooks, Brandi Carlile, Annie Lennox, and several other really great artists perform to honor the songwriting maestros, Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
You know what, Renee? You remember that great story Kirk ended up telling us, apropos of nothing really, much other than him just knowing everyone and everyone knowing him and it just being a giant love fest whenever Kirk's in the room with anybody, you know, famous or not. He told that story about him and Rob getting a ride back with David Bowie after having been to one of Bowie's shows. That is David Bowie, same as your David Bowie, I believe. Right?
I was just going to confirm. Are we talking about David Bowie? And did you say we should share that story? I hope that's not a question because we got to share it.
We go to see Bowie at Kansas City, right? And I say to Rob, we don't need a car, a driver. We're just going to get a cab, right? After the show, guess what? Try to find a cab at a show? After a show? That's how out of it my head is. That's how long it's been for me to be in that situation. And Rob's like, afterwards, Rob's looking at me. We can't go in the parking lot, you know. We can't, like, demand a car from someone backstage. Rob's looking at me going, what are we going to do? And I'm like, I don't know. Let me think. And I'm, like, sitting there thinking. And as I'm thinking, and it's me, Rob, and Jeff, you know, a couple other guys, tour bus comes up, and I had seen David Bowie in the gym earlier that day. Tour bus comes up, stops, door opens up, and David Bowie's head goes up and goes, what are you guys doing? You guys want a ride to the hotel? I was like, oh my God, we don't have a ride. We're going to get a taxi cab. Can we get a ride with you? And Dave's like, yeah, come on. And we go on, and sit down, and there he is. He's like, hey, you know, baseball cap on. And so funny, so personable, and so goofy. People told me how funny and goofy David Bowie is, and that how much he's not like his public image. And we spent like 15, 20 minutes, and all I could think of afterwards is like, fuck, people are right about him. He's nothing like his public image. Super serious public image. But when you talk to Goofy, cracking jokes, can't stop laughing, always has a smile on his face, you know? And we were talking about the dumbest stuff. We were talking about Dandy Warhols, you know, and how goofy the music was, you know?
So great.
It was crazy. We were just like laughing.
That story.
I can't even remember what we were talking about, but we were just laughing the whole time. And Rob was like a statue. He couldn't speak. He was just like, the whole time, he was just like, I kept on looking over, and this is Rob.
So good.
Like, he's like looking. He's just like, I couldn't break him out of it. He was just like, oh, boy. It was hilarious seeing Rob.
Oh, it's so good. Well, there'll be many more stories like that to be told, I'm sure. Elton to Metallica and back again. I mean, I guess on paper, who would have thought of it? But crikey, it really makes so much sense, doesn't it?
Oh, it so does. It really does.
Yeah. And, you know, let's not forget that David Bowie story where, you know, I hope all of you recognize how just crazy it is, and that Rob is a starstruck fan, just like all of you. And there's Kirk, just Kirking it through. It's like, hey, buddy. I love it. That is him all over as well.
I love it. It's just so telling of their personalities. I do love it.
It is indeed.
And you know where I'll be on April 8th. Glued to my PBS local station, of course, at 8 p.m. Eastern. All right, we got to go, you guys. Don't forget the monthly exclusive Metallica merch package giveaway. If you haven't entered the contest yet, you should do it. The prizes are really cool. And all you need to do is follow and share this podcast to be entered. Head to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica to enter. Until then,
see ya.
The Metallica Report is produced by Metallica HQ, Pantheon Media, and PopCult.
If you like what we're doing here, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to visit Metallica.com/podcast to submit your questions, offer your thoughts, and become a part of this podcast.
Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.